In Northwest News from 88.5 KNKX, it's almost Apple Cup time. The annual college football rivalry game between the University of Washington and Washington State takes place in Pullman the day after Thanksgiving. KNKX sports commentator Art Thiel told 88.5's Kirsten Kendrick there's a lot more at stake than just bragging rights this year.
Since the game is next Friday afternoon, we wanted to take some time to talk about it this week because, Art, it's been a while since there's been this much excitement surrounding the Apple Cup.
Yeah, normally, there's one team is either mediocre or bad, or both teams can be mediocre or bad, and the interest has been typically regional, local, you know, the Washington State and all the animosity that brings up. I mean, it really is the one big annual event that grasps the whole state. You know, there's really nothing else on the calendar quite like it. So it is a lot of fun, but it's more fun when there's meaning attached to it. And this season, going into the weekend's play, the Cougars are 8-2, the Huskies are 9-1. They're both nationally ranked. The Huskies are 6th, the Cougars are 20th. And they both have very dynamic, exciting offenses. So there's a lot to look forward to in a game that typically is done for rivalry reasons. This time it has national implications.
Well, it seems like in college football, coaching is everything. And both UW and WSU have top-notch leaders in Chris Peterson at Washington and Mike Leach at Washington State.
That's really been the difference. 8 years ago, these teams met in an Apple Cup in which the Cougars were 1-10 and the Huskies were 0-11. And I think the nickname for it was the Crapple Cup. So it was a terrible game and a terrible situation for both schools, and coaching changes were made. And 8 years later, the two guys, Peterson and Leach, have brought both teams back to the pinnacle at the expense of University of Oregon, UCLA, USC. It's really been a dramatic turnaround. And Peterson is a very close-to-the-vest sort of conservative guy who doesn't go for much in the way of public histrionics. Leach is his polar opposite. He's a very gregarious guy who says offbeat things. He's willing to challenge authority, even his own school president, the Pullman Police Department. But it just shows you that different methodologies can work if the coach is knowledgeable about the game and he's honest and open with the recruits and getting young men to buy in to his system. And both of them have succeeded in different ways.
So how do you see things playing out in this year's Apple Cup?
Well, I think it's really going to be a dead-even matchup, and there's still a week of play in which injuries could occur. It might affect the outcome. I think the Huskies have a slight edge because they're just a little bit better on both sides, offense and defense. But the Cougars are so explosive and so balanced this year, they can run the ball. And, of course, the Cougars have a little bit more incentive, I think, to win than usual, simply because Washington is still in the national college football playoff hunt. They're ranked 6th. They take 4 to the championship semifinals. That field will be decided December 4th. The Cougars have a great opportunity to spoil the Huskies' fun by beating them, because the Huskies won't be eliminated with a second loss, but they will have a much harder road to make that playoff field. And if the Cougars can't go to the national championship, they still could go to the Rose Bowl and spoil the Huskies' postseason party. So I think there's a lot of incentive on the Pullman side. It wouldn't surprise me with a win, but I'm still going to say the Huskies by a field goal.
And this game will decide the Pac-12 North champion.
Yes, that is not going to change with this coming weekend's activities. One of them will represent the North in the Pac-12 championship game, which is the first time in 4 years that's happened, because this is only begun since the Pac-10 expanded to 12 teams with the addition of Utah and Colorado. So this will be a new thing on the calendar, and one of them will be in the championship, so it should be cool for state football fans.
All right, Art, thanks.
My pleasure.
KNKX sports commentator Art Thiel's website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com, and he's a contributor to crosscut.com. You can find our weekly chats at knkx.org. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.